they get to each other. Such good food, too. McDonald's famous French fries. Triple thick creamy shakes. Lean, beefy cheeseburgers and hamburgers. Icy cold soft drinks. And here's a plus. Spill-proof lids on all beverages. Another plus. Napkins that are big as a bib. Quality, cleanliness, extra care service. That's McDonald's. A total value that's unmatched anywhere.
McDonald's is our kind of place. It's such a happy place. McDonald's is our kind of place.
Your kind of place.
Sei que eu nasci pra saber, pra saber o quê. E fui andando sem pensar em mudar, e sem ligar pro que me aconteceu. Um belo dia vou lhe telefonar, pra lhe dizer que aquele sonho cresceu. Sinto prazer de ser quem eu sou, de estar onde estou. Agora só falta você. Agora só falta você. Agora só falta você. Agora só falta.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen.
Welcome back to the Ghetto Lab. We're joined here today with special guest Michael Trujillo. Everyone, round of applause, round of applause. We're excited about it. To commemorate his presence here, I'm first going to log into the UNM server. Because what better way to commemorate someone than going online, I guess. So the first thing I'd like to do is give you guys a little background about Michael that I have not yet researched. So I don't think I spelled your name right. So how do you spell your last name there? This is a good test, he says. Okay, Michael Trujillo. Oh yeah, okay. UCSD, does that sound familiar? Oh, buddy. Let's just see what we have. So as it turns out, based on my well-crafted research, thank you, Michael Trujillo is a multimedia artist who just moved to San Diego. How do you like San Diego? Yeah. Yes. Of course. That's how I plan this. There you go. How do you like San Diego?
There we go. San Diego's fine. It's good. You know, it's a major Californian city.
Yeah. Do they have radio there yet?
Yeah, they have radio there. They just got internet recently.
Wow. On computers also?
Only on Wi-Fi.
Oh, yeah.
They don't have it on, like, Google yet.
Google. I once Googled myself. It was messy. So, it says here that you used to live in Oakland?
I did. Yeah, I lived in Oakland for about 8 years.
Oakland, California?
Yeah.
That's the best one.
James Chimpton didn't take his clothes off.
So
a little bit better.
So, have you ever searched videos for your name?
You know, I have, and it's really upsetting because there's a video I did, an interview I did with some students right after the 2008 presidential election, and I had this really fucked up haircut. And if you ever do look me up on YouTube, you'll see a man who looks like a frightened, overweight alcoholic. It's a horrible blow. I'm not that, by the way. But I am in denial. But the frightened man on that YouTube video, it's kind of shocking now to see it. You should look it up. You can see. Have you seen it on YouTube?
Would there be any keywords that I could look up to find it more easily?
Oh. Yeah, shame. You could just look up Michael Trujillo.
Well, yeah, I'm coming up with. Apparently, you did an animated test. Let's. And there's no audio, so that's no fun. But how about this? Random Michael.
There's
Trujillo
another Michael
search.
Trujillo who I think is like a distant third cousin.
So,
how do you spell his last name?
T-R-U... That's a different person. Okay. Try this again.
Which is a different last name. Who plays bass for Metallica? He used to play for the Suicide and for the a really good bass player. And there was a guy named Frank Trujillo, who was the Dominican Republic dictator in the 1980s.
We have a guest in the studio. Michael is here, and we're going to talk about...
Yeah, probably that was pretty harsh. That was pretty harsh. Like, I was pretty excited last night. And, like, after we were done, like, singing the national anthem and, like, waving our American flags and cheering, and then I'm like, well, we need to look up the propositions. And I'm like, really? 53-44, whatever, when we looked it up. I'm like, seriously? Like, that's... Maybe we keep that, like...
Michael Trujillo.
I sort of feel like if you want to go all the way back to, like, the origins of marriage in our culture...
Into a microphone.
We're
going
to outlaw divorce, because that used to be illegal.
For your...
We're
going
to outlaw fornication, because that used to be illegal, too. Yeah. Fornicating used to be a crime. It wasn't statutory rape. Two adults, two 40-year-olds, could go to... One of them could go to jail for fornicating. Right? That's the origins of our marriage laws. Fornication, divorce, and marriage between a man and a woman. Let's go all the way back. Like, I don't think we should. But that's the next extension of it.
Yeah, right?
So people talk about, well, we're looking at the origins of marriage. It sounds like bullshit to me.
Yeah,
because if you want to have a Catholic church or a synagogue or a mosque or a temple that doesn't want to marry people of the same gender, yeah. Hey, you know what? It's your system of belief. I totally understand. I may disagree. That's why I'm not in that religion. Mm-hmm. But the state of California has a different duty, right? It has the same duty that it had in 1972 when it outlawed miscegenation laws, which said people of different races couldn't get married. You know, you can't have that kind of thing. Now we have a person who is a child of two people of different races.
Okay, yeah, this is
the United States. That's pretty triumphant. We, you know, to think on the same day as that, you'd have a law that amends the Constitution by popular vote.
We asked Michael Trujillo how it is possible that the large population could vote in President Obama and at the same time vote yes on Prop 8.
I do think that there is a point of view that I can understand, which is it's better to have Obama as the president and Prop 8 pass than the other way around. And we're the president and Prop 8 didn't pass, we still have McCain as the president. But with this case, we have Obama who's going to appoint Supreme Court justices, federal judges all over across the country in the circuit courts and district courts, and there might be some remedy through the national system and through the Supreme Court that could come about from an Obama presidency and from the kinds of laws but judges he may appoint. So you might see more fairness. But, you know, at the end of the day, I mean, marriage as an institution itself, I'm not really a big... I think it's kind of a... I mean, when you can get married after meeting someone for 6 minutes...
So you're saying you like...
...for the act of marriage is itself. So I'm not a big proponent of marriage as a worldview, which gets to our Steven Spielberg question. You know, the idea of sort of valorizing these worldviews...
The first girl I've ever seen on Chat Roulette.
You know, marriage and authority and...
Girls.
I see like just a shining sea of just nothing but cocks on Chat Roulette.
I do think that,
and then every once in a while, I play guitar with a guy on Chat Roulette once.
Is a problem.
For like 15 minutes. He's playing guitar and I grabbed his guitar and we like played.
Well, they owned. I don't think they believed in that. I think that there's an idea. I think love is more important than the tradition of marriage. I think that.
Hey. Do you have a microphone there, Mr. Chat Roulette friend? Can you hear me? Hello? You froze?
He's totally beat it.
So Chat Roulette is not very consistent. I'm trying to connect some strangers here.
First time I ever opened it up, I'm like, there was a, you know, beautiful young woman. She's like, you look like...
Hey, man, do you have a microphone?
Awesome. Next. And then it was like, cough, 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 cough. I'm like, oh, my God.
All right. Well, I am trying to connect some strangers to our radio program. As any of... Oh, is there a mic on these computers? Yeah. Well, anyway, this is yeah. Well, we're trying here. We're trying to get some chat rouletters. This is for radio roulette. It's a new genre, and I'm inventing it right now. Although it's probably been done before, of course, like everything. Hey there, blank wall. Yeah. Hey there, creepy dude behind the blank wall. You're on the radio. Hello? Can you hear me?
Do you speak French?
Do I speak French? Oui.
Okay, good.
Je m'appelle Parker.
How are you?
Je ne sais pas. Loin, bois, jus d'orange. Jus d'orange? Oui.
Jus d'orange.
Jus d'orange. Et dans l'eau? Dans l'eau? Eh? Oui.
Jus d'orange. I don't understand.
Voulez-vous coucher avec quoi? Ce soir? I got hungry. Hello, can you hear me? Do you have a microphone? Oh, no. I got rejected again on chat roulette, probably because I wasn't naked. I got a French girl. Hey, buddy, are you, do you have a microphone there? It looks like you're under your bed or something. What's going on? You're on the radio? No? Radio? You know, sometimes people on chat roulette just like to look.
He's moving his camera around, too. I love that he moved his camera from right to left.
Yeah, here with the Morning Zoo on KS322. The time is 8:26 and...
No mic. Okay, well then, fucking A, you should have told me that, buddy. You don't have a mic. You're not very good on the radio. Hey, buddy, you're on the radio. No, okay. He was looking for ladies. Little do people know, there are no ladies on chat roulette. Oh, hey, you could be a lady. Do you have a microphone? No. Not a lady.
Do you have mic or cams?
Once again.
Are you really 13?
So, I'm going to try to again... I'm trying to let people know that you're on the radio. I think there's a way to send a message immediately once you get a new partner, but I don't know how to do that. Oh, hey, yeah, that's clever. Good old cut and paste. So we'll try that. Hey, blank wall, you're on the radio. Can you hear me, blank wall? Anyone there? No one's there. We're looking again. Radio roulette rolls on.
Yeah.
Wow. That's a nice picture. So Michael, what was your... I've got a question. Hey, you know, I'm broadcasting here, guys. Okay, it's riveting. So, you know, I'm just kidding. It sucks. Anyway, Michael,
yeah.
What kind of cereal did you eat when you were a child growing up? What was your favorite?
Cinnamon Toast Crunch, Cracklin' Oat Bran.
Okay.
Raisin Bran Crunch.
Uh-huh.
I'm beating off in that picture. This is basically before chat roulette.
Have you ever, you know, I'm curious.
No, it's fine. You can leave it up.
Since you're a fan of the Cinnamon Toast Crunch, have you ever
heard? Oh, yeah, I do. But I don't drink the milk after because that's any.
Whoa.
Dude, yeah.
Whoa.
No, because it's gross.
Whoa.
Because the pebbles, I had cocoa pebbles. Also, my parents were just like, give him sugar. That'll calm him down. And they gave me cocoa pebbles. And people would drink the milk. And I'm like, fuck that. I don't need to drink milk if I'm eating cereal. Yeah. I want Coke.
But the milk has all the sugar. See, that's the trick.
But the Coke has more.
The milk sucks.
I don't want the calcium.
The sugar from the cereal.
In the Coke? No, I was never that smart. That was way too Duchampian for me at the time. I would eat my cocoa pebbles in the milk. I would then pour the remaining milk out down the drain, and then I would pour myself a glass of Coke. And I'd be like, look, Mom and Dad, I'm calm now. No. Smart move, though. And you know what some people do is they put peanuts in their Dr. Pepper or their Coke. I'm from Texas. Yeah. Parker would have gotten there at some point, probably. But
Well, you know, I figured that Texas isn't that important.
It's fucking crazy. Don't do it. Yeah. No, it is disgusting. No, I didn't do it. I just said people do it. I didn't do it. I watch people do it, and I'm like, you're crazy. You're drinking your milk?
Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Let's go.
Yeah.
You got that cinnamon? Yeah, we got it. You got that toast? Yeah, we got it. You got that crunch?
Oh, man, yeah, we got it.
What you got? Yeah. Yeah, cinnamon toast crunch.
Clock down the dot. Need the food that hit the spot. fly up some cereal. Like, oh my gosh, for real, yo. Thank the Lord for General Mills. It's the stuff that pays the bills. My school friends give me props because I cut my box tops.
Woo!
You got that cinnamon? Yeah, we got it. You got that toast? Yeah, we got it.
You got that crunch?
Oh man, yeah, we got it.
What you got?
Yeah,
cinnamon toast crunch.
Trust me, this stuff will change your life. Cause you know it's got cinnamon and sugar in every bite. 9 out of 10 Americans don't get enough whole grain. I know General Mills got me covered in that wind. They hit a state of writing up my day. I'm not trying to watch my weight, no, I don't do that. But if you are, it's only got 5% trans fat. CINNAMONTOASTCRUNCH. You know it's straight to your face.
Woo!
You got that cinnamon? Yeah, we got it. You got that toast? Yeah, we got it.
You got that crunch?
Oh man, yeah, we got it.
What you got?
Yeah,
cinnamon toast crunch.
I'd like to give a shout out to G Mills.
Yeah, keep putting out that CTC.
Yeah, this is Marcus Monroe.
And you know who is D-Sus.
Exclusive.
World premiere.
Damn it. Chat roulette folk are not very willing for actual conversation. This guy needs to get back to work. Okay, yo, Lee looks insanely disappointed. That's okay, understandable. This was supposed to work, and sometimes things don't work. But luckily, Michael is carrying me through. So, you know, I'd be screwed without you right now, buddy. So, thank you for that. Hey there, Fuzzy Man. You're on the radio. Can you hear me? No? Yeah, there was a French lady. Hey guy, people don't like me on chat roulette. All right, yeah, maybe everyone should just go on chat roulette at once, and maybe we'll get one conversation. Yeah, that's kind of yucky. All right. Jeez. Hey, man.
Sitting on the couch with the morning post.
We're frightening the cops to your crotch region.
Thinking I'm a changing up, man. That's always fun. What you reckon, Ram?
A McDonald's run.
So we hit the couch cushions, need some dollars, friend.
Yo, I found a five.
Man, that's Canadian.
How about a loony, a toonie, a spoon of the goose? 10:25.
Dude, you gotta move, G.
Got the cash, got the car, got the pedal to the floor.
Speed limit 25, but I'm doing 34.
Hello, do you have a microphone?
Hello, do you have a microphone?
Maybe they were listening to our station. That's probably what happened. And we're getting feedback.
Hey
man. Oh, God damn it. Damn it. It actually took surprisingly long to get a penis. Hey, what?
What are the chances that I would actually
connect to Oh, that would be wicked if I connected to Lee.
Welcome to chat roulette.
Dude, I keep getting the same girl. But she doesn't have a mic, apparently. My microphone's way too loud. All right, we've got someone. Iraq, yeah. Do you have a mic? We're talking to someone from Iraq. We're seeing if he has a mic. We could ask him. Oh, he just disconnected. He wasn't feeling our vibe. Oh, son of a bitch. We just got logged out. All right. So I'm going to segue into the critique process. Oh, yeah. It's got to be soon. Hello? You don't have a microphone, I take it. No.
Hacen la música electrónica.
I'm dubstep producer. Dubstep.
Tienes que venir.
Dubstep.
Toca la música para nosotros.
No, if you book us, it's no problem.
It's a dubstep rules. Aquí tenemos un DJ. Aquí tenemos un DJ de dubstep.
Oh,
DJ Satya. Hace el dubstep. Que bueno, me puedes mandar un poco de música. Ok, te mando el mío email.
Muy bien.
Gracias.
Entonces,
vamos a tu website
escuchar
tu música.
Nice.
Bueno, gracias. Hasta luego.
Hasta luego.
Chao.
Top hip-hop artists to incorporate the Big Mac into the song lyrics. Sure. McDonald's has partnered with the marketing firm Maven Strategies and plan to recruit rappers to mention the fast food chain signature burger. Motherfucking rat. Fast food chain will pay artists